from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Big Bad Morning Show presents Jeremy Kahn in a world of stupid. 105.7 The Bear.
All right, time for the world of stupid. Now, I love animals. I love getting in my spaceship and watching animals eat other animals. And just living their lives, doing things. I love nature. I don't like going out in it, but I like watching
it's
it on
odd.
TV.
You like watching it on TV, though.
I do. I mean, I would like to see more animals. I don't want to go through a walk through the woods. The only reason I bring this up is I talk quite a bit about animals in the world of stupid. Mm-hmm. Probably just in general. We mentioned killer whales being an apex predator in the ocean. They kill great whites. They're the number one predator out there. They'll swim so fast into a great white, they actually eat their livers. Pop them and try to knock them like unconscious or whatever and steal their livers. It's what they do. But we might have a new apex predator. Sharks off the coast of Brazil test positive for cocaine. Scientists with the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation tested 13 Brazilian sharp-nosed sharks who all tested positive for the drug, and 12 out of 13 also tested positive for benzoylgonine. I don't know what that is. Cocaine's primary metabolic.
How did they get the sharks to pee in a cup?
Why were they testing the sharks? That's my question. Why?
They applied for the police department. Okay.
No, it's Amazon. Yeah, drug test for Amazon.
As far as how dangerous this could be for humans, Heard says the sharks are more a danger to themselves than people. If cocaine made sharks hyper and didn't put them to sleep, my personal belief is that that would make the sharks much more skittish, if I can speak. And the loud noises, things like divers and the water splashing, all that kind of stuff would make them go crazy, you know? So I guess this is going to be the sequel to Cocaine Bear, Cocaine Sharks. Maybe we'll have Spanish subtitles or Portuguese subtitles in Brazil, but it could be funny. All right, these next two stories. We're going to start with this one. God bless Rocky's Cal Quantrill. If you guys don't know this story, you can Google Reese McGuire parking lot, and you'll come up with something that's pretty interesting. When Reese McGuire was playing for the Toronto Blue Jays, he was out in his car and got caught in public doing the knuckle shuffle.
Doing the Pee Wee Herman?
Yes.
In Canada?
Burping the worm. It's
a stronger offense in Canada, isn't it?
So, thanks a lot, Bin Laden. So Cal Quantrill gets Reese McGuire to pop up on the infield. Now, I didn't see the at-bat.
Center field.
Was it center field?
Yeah.
It looked like a straight pop-up, but you knew he was out.
Yeah.
And he's jogging down the line, and at first, I thought just Cal Quantrill came over and said something to him.
Reese McGuire.
I didn't see the at-bat. I just saw it as soon as it happened and went online and watched it. He basically says...
Quantrill, let me say something.
Go ahead.
Quantrill had an extra fist pump because he got out of a jam. And Reese McGuire took exception to that, and that begins.
To which Cal Quantrill said, "Go jack off in the effing parking lot, you dumb F." And then the bench is cleared. Cal Quantrill's a terrible pitcher. He's my favorite player in Major League Baseball. Because there's nothing you can say to come back for that. Yeah, like, I'll do it again. I'll show you. What do you say?
Coming with?
You got busted in the parking lot in public. Here's the picture of Reese McGuire in the back of the cop car. I got to move my cup here before I spill it again today.
That's bad. You get locked up. That was 2020?
Yeah.
February 2020?
Yeah. It's not.
That's like right before the shutdown, isn't it?
Yeah. You can almost understand it if it happened during the shutdown. Actually, you can never understand this.
No, you can't. What, wasn't it easier during the shutdown?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, that guy's locked at home on Zoom.
Well, let me get to this next story then, because it's...
One guy did it at home on Zoom. Yeah.
He got a new job.
Lubin with Tubin.
Yeah.
Oof. Oof, I had.
He's back on TV.
I know. But when he got back on TV, they introduced him as the masturbator on Zoom. The lady was like, "Look, we've got to talk about it because everyone's going to ask. You were masturbating on Zoom." And he's like, "Yes." What? All right. Now, this is one I'm a little torn on. Fifth grade teacher charged with masturbating in a Pennsylvania cemetery park.
We know his subject. What's in my butt masturbating?
I know.
You can do both at the same time. I'm torn on this because there were no signs in the cemetery that said no masturbating. How is this guy supposed to know?
Public place.
Ed, how do you arrest him for that?
Public place.
It's not posted.
I could see that being someone's defense.
Oh, 100%.
A Pennsylvania... This is a fifth grade teacher. Was he on something? Wait,
right, because this is what people will point to. So how do I know?
You know, I was going to say, I might do this more than most people, right? I get caught every once in a while. I've never thought about doing it out in public somewhere. I've never been at work and go, "Oh man, might want to trot down to the bathroom and finish this." But this guy, he was in a cemetery in a public park masturbating. In one case, staring at a woman from across the river as he touched himself, according to newly revealed court docs. Haverford Township educator Matthew Gagot. You got caught, Matthew. Was spotted by witnesses carrying out the alleged perverted acts in March and June, leading to criminal charges in two counties. A couple walking their dog in the cemetery saw him. He's 47 on March 3rd, but originally thought he was urinating before realizing it was a little bit more sinister. I was starting to think maybe this was like when MacGruber wanted to go back and have sex with the ghost of his wife. You know, but this is just disgusting, and the guy's out in public doing this. You got to think a little bit before you do things like this. And the only thing we should realize from world of stupid, I'm not going in the water in Brazil. And
Rob's not going to water anywhere.
Cal Quantrill is our hero. Go jerk off in a parking lot.
Rob will go to Key West and get in the water.
Yeah, for like 5 minutes.
What?
Better than nothing.
Just to say that I did.
I didn't see any video evidence. I saw him on the sand.
Yeah. How high up is the water when you get in? Is it just to your knees, to your chest?
The water was a little... I went out to maybe sternum high.
Okay.
And then I dropped down.
I was just curious what your weather or your water restrictions would be.
Yeah, someone didn't think I could swim.
Well, I still don't, but...
No person was with it didn't think I could swim.
Are you serious? That's racist.
So I had to do it.
Did you swim?
Yeah.
And water up to your sternum? What'd you have? Did you just get real low? You do the low walk?
He moved his arms and he walked.
I do love that he sent us a picture on the beach. I'm like, who the hell is this?
I thought it was like AI.
Yeah.
No, it's true. It's true.
Anyway, do you guys want to see the fifth grade teacher?
Sure.
Looks like a normal dude, right? Does he look like a guy that would masturbate in a cemetery? But I'm not sure what that guy looks like anyway.
Looks like a guy
that
would dig up a body in a cemetery.
So if you walk by somebody, you say, "That's a guy that would..." That's not what you do?
I mean, sometimes. My brain works. Sometimes my brain works.
Your brain works?
Looks like somebody I know.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's your world of stupid. I'm trying to think. He looks like somebody I played football against. But there you go, Ron.
We'll have more Jeremy, unfortunately, at 9:30 for the Daily Line. But on the other side, Lamar returns to training camp. And Todd Coppins talks all about it up next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I've never felt.
You know, these are the times where I hate you.
This I swear, it's so true, and I owe it all to you.
Oh, please.
Come on, sing the Jennifer Warner part.
My life. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, and this guy, Jeremy Kahn.
They wanted us to dance a pachanga, but I said, uh-uh. We're doing it my way this year.
Todd Coppins, please, man, save me. Save me, Todd.
I hear you, buddy.
This guy right here. Hey, Todd, Lamar Jackson returned yesterday to practice. Being out with the, what was it, flu for a couple of days?
Stomach bug, maybe. So
how long was he on the field? How much did he engage in yesterday?
He was on the field about an hour and 13 minutes. 1 for 5 in team drills and intercepted by Marlon Humphrey. Just didn't look like himself. You know what I mean? He looked like he was dragging a little bit from the sickness, whatever it is. They haven't said, we know it's not COVID because he's back after 3 days. I think, you know, he did get the day off today. So I think that'd be a good day to heal for him. Maybe he comes back tomorrow, plays a little bit more Saturday, maybe a little more. And then Monday, hopefully, he comes back full strength. And they get in the pads. We'll see where this is going.
Yeah, but Todd, compliments from BaltimoreSports.com.
Yeah, this is actually news. I mean, you gave him 13 minutes. ESPN said an hour. He only lasted an hour.
We just finished with Governor Wes Moore. I did a podium talk. And we were walking back to where the thing, it was 2:33 when Lamar was walking back to the locker room, and they started practice at, oh, we don't want you wanting.
Yeah, just kidding. What do you think? We were talking about this earlier. The addition of Derrick Henry, how much does this help Lamar, like, as far as maybe not being the leading rusher for once?
It's huge. I mean, it's huge. Derrick Henry, his work ethic is unbelievable, the way he practices. And I know the 1-2 punch of Lamar Jackson, how you defend it. You know what I mean? I mean, even if you stack the box, that's going to free up some guys in the secondary. And if Ravens go with this two tight end set with Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely can play like a receiver and get downfield, they can create a lot of matchup problems. This could be a really exciting offense this year with the playmakers they have and what they can do.
Hey, Todd, is there anybody, usually there's one or two, and I know Lamar lost some weight, that came in looking really good or looking the opposite?
Marlon looks really good. I'm ready to bounce back from injuries. Lost some weight. He's down to 190. Usually plays around 200 pounds. Had two interceptions yesterday. And tackle, lockdown, save, not even throwing at him. He's a really good. Adafi Oweh, unbelievable, man. He's poised for a break. He's always been good off the ball. You know, he's always been a solid player. But this could be a year he has a breakout year and gets some sacks. He looked really good. Everybody on the defense looked really good. The offensive line, you know, they're having some matchup problems. But they don't have pads on yet. So we'll see. You know, I mean, this is sort of just a dress rehearsal for when they get pads on. We'll see who's going to emerge, you know, as a playmaker once the practice get more physical.
Yeah, but Todd Cobb from BaltimoreSports.com. Todd, I'm a big presence guy. You know what I mean? People who are in charge have that kind of presence. Do you notice a difference in the presence of Zach Orr now that he's not a position coach, he's not a coordinator?
Yeah, he's taking the reins. You know, he spoke yesterday. He's fully confident in what he's doing. And you know, I think he's ready. I think there's going to be some adjustment, but he's got a lot of support. He's got a lot of good assistant coaches around him. But yeah, he's taking full responsibility for his defense, and he's going to coach on the sideline, not in the booth. You know, so he can be down there with the guys watching the games. And he's a player. He's a player's coach. The guys love him. Man, the guys want to play for him because he played in the NFL. You know, he had a terrible neck injury to end his career prematurely. But you know, he was a guy who was really poised to be a Pro Bowl player, multiple Pro Bowls as a player. So yeah, they really like him, and he's really got a hands on. He's got a good hold in his defense and what he's got personnel wise.
I'm going to go back to my obsession here with Derrick Henry. I've heard the same thing from other people about how hard he works, kind of shape he's in, and how big. I have not been to camp yet. So, like, what does he look like in person on the field?
When you see him in person, hey, you're going to be my God. It's like he's bigger than he is on TV. He's got huge arms. He towers over, you know, he towers over most of the players on the field. He runs like a horse. You know, I mean, once he gets downfield, I really can't say they're going to tackle him, especially if he gets in that second level. You know, he's just a beast. And the way he attacks him, and he's playing at 50%, you know, because he don't want to run over anybody. You know what I mean? And guys, even the deep defenders are like, man, when we got to tackle this guy, you're gonna have big problems. But yeah, he's just a guy that, he's going to change the dynamic of this offense if he can stay healthy. Now he's 30 years old, but I don't think he's really lost a step the way he's been playing.
How's that makeshift offensive line looking with some new pieces?
You know, they're moving around a little bit. They're moving guys around right now, having them play multiple positions. Guys are going to play center, tackle, guard. You know, they want guys to be able to play multiple positions. Harbaugh said he wanted the offensive line set by the second week. I really can't see that. They need to get the pads on and see what these guys can do. You know, especially a guy like Voorhees in the second year hasn't really played competitively because of that knee injury last year. And you got Rosenkrantz, too, another rookie. You got to see if he can adjust to the speed of the game. But they like the depth they have. They have got 7-8 guys really competing for these positions. So they're pretty happy with that. And the way Tom Monken was talking and John Harbaugh was saying earlier this year, they like their depth. They think these guys are going to be surprised people on how they play.
Todd, tell folks all about BaltimoreSports.com.
We're at training camp every day, BaltimoreSports.com, leading up to the preseason and regular season. And you can also check out BaltimoreBaseball.com. I know you had Rich Stubroff on earlier, and catch all the Orioles news.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Todd Cobb.
Cool.
Yeah. Look at him all giddy over there about Derrick Henry.
I am. I'm sorry.
Unbelievable.
Dude, I thought I was weird with Patrick Swayze. This guy has more crushes than anyone.
Yeah, don't stand up, man. Just stay down.
He's already up.
He's going to, I'm telling you, he's going to change the fortunes of that offense. I think he's got plenty left in the tank.
I'm not watching any Ravens games with Ed because he's definitely going 6 to midnight watching football.
See,
I don't get excited about running backs. I love having Derrick Henry here because I know what he changes on his offense.
You know, I don't know what happens this year with him. And again, staying healthy, I think he does. I think it's a good season with him.
Right.
But it is really cool to have a chance to talk and watch him. You know, like talk about him and watch him week in and week out.
He ain't talking to nobody.
Who?
You.
What do you mean? I talk to people every morning when I come into work. Then I go home and stay.
I can imagine that he's towering over people. Can you imagine him in the backfield? Wait a minute. Let's back up for a second. 190?
Yeah.
190? Didn't they get on Bryce Young for being 190 last year?
Bryce Young looked like a middle schooler coming into camp with his big-ass backpack.
190 for Lamar Jackson.
Was it Lamar or Marlon Humphrey?
He said Marlon Humphrey or Lamar?
I think he said Marlon.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no. Because
okay, all right.
Yeah, all right.
I thought he said...
Well, Lamar said at OTAs he was around like 205 or 210.
Yeah. I think he said Marlon.
Marlon, okay.
Because he segued right into interceptions in practice.
Good.
Yeah, he had two interceptions. Yeah. I don't think it was Lamar that threw two. I think it was Marlon that got
it. I'll go for 190 for my cornerback. For my quarterback. Yeah. All right, I was going to say, we beat Bryce Young up before the combine for that.
Are you concerned at all? Like, so I had somebody send me a message yesterday, and I don't know if there's any validity to it, but like, you look at Lamar when he's lost weight, he's been, you know, he lost weight the 1 year got hurt. He added weight so he could hold up for a whole season. Mm-hmm. Does that concern you at all with him losing weight? It doesn't concern me, but some fans have brought it up.
No, I think it depends on how, I think to me it sounds like he's emphasizing that he lost weight differently this time. I think the last time he just dropped weight. This time he talks about diet and things like that. So he may just be in better shape.
See,
just because you lose weight doesn't mean you're in good shape.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he's in better shape this time around.
Yeah. See, the other thing with him too, and nobody's going to tell me any different. Even if he said it to me, I wouldn't believe him. I think this is all because he got caught a couple times.
Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt.
And that never happens.
No doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
He probably had nightmares.
I think it pierced his ego. Nobody should catch him from behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably was up late at night thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy, I got 53 cents. What can I get for 63 cents?
Yeah, Ice Cube said it, but it was yesterday was a good day. I messed around, got a triple-double. My day started off terrible yesterday. I'll tell you about it. But then almost swept the entire board. Went 4-1 in my top plays. Where are we going to go today? It's a lighter slate. But I do have a couple of spots and a same game parlay I want to throw at some people because I like the side and total. We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
Ground ball up the middle. This is going to work. This is going to win it. Kepler put it in play. Larnach scores. Twins win. The Twins walk it off against the Phillies 5-4.
There you go. That's courtesy of Bally Sports North. So let me tell you about my day. It's funny because like we had all the early games. I posted kind of my write-up, and as I tell some of the subscribers that I have, like I can't – in early games, I'm just going to put everything out because I know people like to parlay and you want to have everything. So my time is shorter for a long write-up, especially being on the air. So I posted it on social media, and you guys can see the plays I put out, and it's funny – the first play that I had was a lean. It's a small, you know, smaller play, I tell everybody. And it was the Braves under in game one. And we talked about the umpire and how bad it was. And I'm not saying the ump is the one that caused it to go over. But, you know, when you score 5 runs because of a terrible strike zone in the first, I think it's going to help a little bit.
I noticed the same thing. I was like, wow. Like,
I had one of my subscribers text me or send me a message. He's like, are you watching the strike zone? I'm like, oh, my God.
It was so noticeable. I was like, I just happened to casually be watching. And I'm like, whoa, that was
all over.
That was like, you know, Bob Uecker, just a bit outside, this 12 feet outside.
Tried the corner, missed. Ball 4, ball 8, ball 12. He's walked the bases loaded. So like, just looking at the games yesterday, I want to point out a few things. Because I always tell people, like, I'm not necessarily results-driven. I want to look at the games and see what's going on. Following, like, did somebody get lucky, unlucky? Is it a good spot? Does the weather factor in? All these things that I find vitally important. The thing that pissed me off is that I had the Pirates-Cardinals as the last game in my top plays. And they had so many damn base runners. The Pirates starting pitcher is Martin Perez, who, I mean, come on. Martin freaking Perez, that's what we're doing here. He walked 5 guys and the Cardinals didn't score a run. They had opportunities in the first. They had runners on third with one out. Can't get them in. First and third, one out. How about a double play? Thanks a lot, guys. So that game goes under, and I'm like, oh, man, I start off with two losses on the day. I know everybody's going to be MFing me. I'm looking at the Phillies game. It's 4-1. I got over 8. That's the highlight you heard. They tie it up at 4 apiece, so you know you're a winner there, and then you get the walk-off. That one went over, and then everything else followed suit. You didn't have to sweat the Guardians under. You did have to sweat the Cubs a little bit as it got to 2-2, and you had to worry about extra innings, but that was a 3-2 victory, so it went under the total. And conversely, looking at the last play that I had yesterday, it was the Astros minus 160. I try not to give out big favorites. I'm going to give out one today because it's a smaller slate, and sometimes you just got to look for good spots, and I think this is one. But we'll get into it right now. So the weather today supports a Nats over and Dodgers over. I do like the Dodgers over. I think that's a better play. The Nats over wouldn't surprise me, but it is Dylan Cease. It's been a weird year for Dylan Cease. He's still been really good, but he hasn't been as good as he was to start the season. He's had some... It's weird, because he has some hiccups and has these bad games, but he's so good in the other games that... You know, the numbers still look fairly decent for a guy like Dylan Cease. I mean, they're really good. I think Dylan Cease knocks off the Nats today. The Nats are pitching Patrick Corbin, who grades out as the third worst pitcher today. By the way, the Orioles are facing the worst pitcher on the slate, and Ross Stripling's on this slate. So if they don't score some runs today, I think people have a reason to be pissed off. So, but yeah, I think that's a good play. I do, as I mentioned, I like the LA San Francisco over 8.5. The pitching matchup there. Fairly interesting. Clayton Kershaw's back, his first start. So some people are going to be, you're going to go over on Clayton Kershaw? He's not the same pitcher he was, guys. I'm not saying, like, he could come out and be great, but I bet he's got a pitch count today. And for the Giants, you know, talking about pitchers here, Logan Webb, another good pitcher. But I like this spot. The weather supports it. I think we see bats go off. We just like we saw last night, even with Robbie Ray was pitching great. So many runs scored last night, especially by the Giants. So I do like that as well. I like the Angels minus 120. It's a terrible pitching matchup. Ross Stripling for the A's. He sucks. And Kenny Rosenberg, Dr. Rosen for the LA Angels going up against the A's. Rosenberg grades out better in my algorithm. I do like the Angels here. I'm seeing a little bit more money go to the A's. I understand why. Angels are getting healthier. It's not like the A's are a great team. It's just I think we trust their bats sometimes more than we trust the Angels' bats. I'm going to take my chances today on the home team. I usually don't do this, and the only time I do it is on the road. Orioles are favored by two, like minus 275. It's Corbin Burns. Trust the guy to go out and get a win. I'm going to take him minus the 1.5. So it's going to drop down the price you have to pay for it. But the same game parlay that I like, and I'll leave it at this, I'm going against Chris Sale today, and I'm going with Luis Severino. Makes you feel sick, but let me be honest with you. The Mets have been the best team in baseball over the past 6 weeks, or 2 months, if you want to go that far back. They have been the best team in baseball. So you could say what you want. It's not like Severino can't go down and go out and shut down an Atlanta lineup, or at least limit them. I mean, you've got the guys up top that you kind of fear, but Matt Olson's not hitting. So realistically, you just got to work around Austin Riley and Marcelo Zuna. And the rest of that lineup is not very good. But I still think both teams score runs today. I like the over. Everybody wants to bet an under in a Chris Sale game. And I get it. He's been great. But I still think both teams are going to score today. The total 7.5. My same game parlay that I like. Mets on the money line. And taking the over in the Braves-Mets game at 7.5. If you guys wanted to be frisky on it, you could probably find the Mets plus 1.5. You're going to pay a bigger price for that, but you could probably get them plus 1.5 runs. So I do think that's interesting. And just to leave it at this, I said Corbin Burns going up against Rodery Munoz. He's not good, guys. He's bad, but he is better than the guy that pitched yesterday. So take that for what it's worth. Another game that I find interesting, and I just want to point this guy out, Taj Bradley has more strikeouts than any. I mean, he's just been striking out guys left and right. He's been really good. He's going up against Toronto, going up against Chris Bassitt, if I'm being brutally honest. Bassitt grades out much better than Bradley. I'm going to take a deeper look at this game and see if I find something, and I might put it on for the clients. But it is an interesting matchup today, one that I'm going to be tuned into. So there you go. My favorite.
You find it interesting that there are 8 games today and only 2 night games?
Yeah, I mean, all these afternoon games.
Really? Yeah, 2 games start at the 7 o'clock, 7:10 for the Braves, Mets, and 9:30 for the A's and Angels. Everything else starts.
This time of year, not that many days.
It is getaway day.
Yeah, 12:10, 12:05, 110, 235.
Are the Nats
307,
late?
410. The Nats are not. No, the Nats are 1230.
Oh, wow.
No, 1205.
Yeah, I was. I should have looked at that, but I was thinking that they may have been later because the Padres come here. And I don't know where the Nats go after this game, so I thought maybe the travel wouldn't matter as much coming to a...
Yeah.
But I just thought during the heat of the summer, they limited day games.
Oh, because of the heat?
No. And by the way, guys, if you don't know this, during day games, the shadows can cause problems depending on the stadium.
Nats go to St. Louis.
Okay. So they have to travel out. Makes sense. Here you go.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We got a question for you, Jeremy. Let's go to Easton and get Tom. What's up, Tom?
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment for the defense of the guy in the cemetery.
Okay.
Wow.
He should have told the lady with the dog, my wife's buried here and I miss her.
Oh, geez.
There you go. that's not bad.
He was pouring one out for his homies.
You wanted something disgusting?
Yeah.
My life of disgusting stories? We had an incident. It wasn't my case, but a guy broke into a funeral home. Had sex with his wife.
Really?
Yes. Yep.
The interesting thing.
This is not a joke. Totally true.
Did he actually commit the act?
Yes.
He said it's the first time she didn't complain after sex.
Well, he didn't know the difference.
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's true, though. That's absolutely true.
That has to be. Could you imagine if your soul is like there and it's lying in your body and all of a sudden. Sam Kinison did a bit on this.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, what are you doing? What? Please stop. You're not supposed to be doing this to me. You know, it's just. That's disgusting, man. He
loved her.
Oh, not that much.
He can love her, but that's sick still.
I didn't condone it. I'm just telling you what happened.
He's smiling too much, though.
But it's got to be your bowl.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. Even if he's not coming up with the idea, but allowing the smart people in the room to use. Because I think for a while, Orioles had some smart people who weren't allowed to show their intelligence.
Yeah.
And I think right now, even if David Rubenstein is not the one that's coming up with the ideas, which maybe some of them, I think he's smart enough to know, you know, you got some smart people in the room. How about you go ahead and do that? I like that idea.
Yeah,
do it.
Seriously.
Go forth with it.
It's, you know, it's interesting because like the way that people are looking at this team and because they're struggling, all of a sudden things are down. You should be looking at Yankees fans. One of them asked who's up after LeMahieu and somebody else said the Mets.
That's
you
funny.
Guys suck.
That's funny.
Oh my god! I like that one though. Who's up after
the Mets?
The Mets. The sign is retired.
Is grounded out in almost every at bat. Weak hit to third base, and he's thrown out.
And that's the encore for the day. 410-583-1057.
And it's the encore. Oops, sorry. That's the encore brought to you by Naloxone. When people use opioids, they run the risk of overdosing. But with Naloxone, you can administer a life-saving dose. For more information, visit stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
There you go. Let's go out to Baltimore and get Sean. What's up, Sean?
What's up, fellas?
Not much, man. How
y'all got me. I'm all right, man. Yeah, man, I was trying to speak on that segment about that Lamar and that Kansas City game. I ain't going to say just Lamar, but the Ravens and Kansas City game about last year.
Okay, what's up?
I wanted to say, man, I think, you know, when y'all said Lamar, he got the say-so to change things up. I want to say I think he was in his head. And the reason I say that, man, because, you know, we actually had that game, man. Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs basically played the Ravens football, if you ask me. If you really go back and you look at the game, you know, the way the Chiefs came and brought it to us, that's the way we were supposed to bring it to them. But I want to say I ain't going to blame all that on Lamar. I want to take some charge to Harbaugh because as you being the head man there, you see some shit not working. Sorry about that. Saying some stuff not working.
Nope. He gone.
Did you get that, Joe?
That's why we ain't taking any more phone calls.
So close.
Oh, man.
Sorry, buddy.
That dirty poop.
Oh, man. People get so comfortable.
Dirty poop? What?
That's the word he said.
No, but the way that you said that, you sounded like Dave Chappelle.
Dirty poop.
Oh, well. It's Sorry, Sean.
Afternoon baseball, 12 o'clock today. The Birds taking on the Marlins, trying to avoid, avoid elimination, not that. Avoid the sweep. Corbin Burns, 10-4, 2.38 earned run average. He's number two in your opinion in the Cy Young race?
Burns?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, technically.
They're neck and neck right now.
Yeah, but I, as far as the odds go right now, Scooble is the favorite.
Right. And yeah. Burns is number two.
Is it wide or is it marginal?
I mean, it's very easy to catch.
Because they're separated by a hundredth of a percentage point in the ERA.
Here's the odd thing, too. If Scooble gets traded in the National League, Corbin Burns is going to win the Cy Young.
He'll walk away with it.
Yeah.
Scooble gets traded here.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch them. Like,
yeah.
I love the fact that each one could try to one-up the other, and it's a healthy competition where it turns out good for us.
Think about this. If you get him here, you may have three guys in the top five in Cy Young race.
It's so
you might
crazy,
have three man. In the top five, man. And if you had Bradish, you could have probably had three in the top five anyway.
Yeah, and that'd be legit three in the top five.
Something. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Edward, what do you learn today?
Joe informed me, I just checked it out. Southwest Airlines is ditching their open seating, which makes me very happy. I hate that system. I think it sucks. It's always sucked. It brings out the worst in people. So I'm glad they didn't have assigned seating. But we talked about Ed Reed with the top 25 players in the NFL over the last so many years, 24 years. You know Ed Reed at the end of his career, when he played for the when he went to the Jets with Rex Reed, Ed Reed, Rex Ryan. You know, he started five games for the Jets. In five games, he had 22 tackles, four pass defenses, and three picks.
Wasn't it his shoulder that kind of, was he still having problems with that at the end?
The labor, yeah.
Yeah.
He had three picks in five games.
Dude, the guy's one of the greatest football players of all time.
I love how you said that. Football player.
Yeah.
I love how you said that.
He was, him and Reggie Wayne were roommates at the Miami.
Yeah. He killed Reggie Wayne's snake.
What?
Reggie Wayne had a snake named Ace,
yeah.
And the way the story goes, if you ask him, it's still friendly banter that Ed Reed was supposed to watch it, and Reggie Wayne blames Ed Reed for his snake Ace dying. It's an ongoing, a long-running joke between those two.
Yeah. We just learned just now, Jorge Mateo goes on a 10-day injured list. Connor Norby called up for the Birds. He will replace him on the roster to fill out that roster. I don't know if he's in the lineup today. I doubt it, but he is definitely being called up. Also, National Days today, several of them. National Wine and Cheese Day.
Love some good cheese, man. I don't like the real funky stuff, but I like some cheese.
National Hire a Veteran Day. National Refreshment Day. This has all beer on it. Like
you're talking about
a flight of beer.
Oh, a flight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the word.
You see, they're doing flights of all kinds of food now, like spaghetti and different things.
No.
Yeah, some restaurants. Pretty cool.
National Merry-Go-Round Day. I always hated that ride. I never loved it. What? National Intern Day. This is a long line of days. National Chili Dog Day. You like chili dogs?
Yes.
Nope.
I don't. I don't like anything on hot dogs, but mustard every now and then. I might put some onions on it. But I don't like anything else on hot dogs.
And nothing better than a dirty water dog in New York with mustard and onions. They are the best.
Dirty water dog?
Yeah, because of the water that comes out of.
I'm so glad I can isolate that.
The food trucks.
Ain't nothing better than a dirty dog.
And there's also National Hot Fudge Sundae Day. You like Hot Fudge Sundae?
Of course.
Of course.
I'm more of a strawberry sundae kind of guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not the same.
Sorry, ass.
I'm not a fudge guy. I'm not a chocolate guy, really. I like caramel.
Pack that fudge in.
You would like that, don't you?
Can you isolate that?
What?
Got it.
Today, Basketball Hall of Famer Nate Thurman would have celebrated a birthday today. Former pitcher Doug Drabek turned 62 today.
Pirates.
Today,
Nate Draymond's old.
Former pitcher Jose Bautista turned 60 years old today. Bobby Wagner, 53 years old today. And Bryce Young, we talked about him a little earlier. He turns 23 14. Today. Yeah. Now, who's older? Diamondbacks manager, Torey Lavallo.
It's Lavallo, right?
Yeah. Or former Blue Jay infielder, Ed Sprague. Who's older?
I'm going Ed Sprague.
You going Ed Sprague?
Him too. It sounds like a trick question.
All right. You going Ed Sprague? Where you going? Joe?
Torrey Lovullo.
You win, Joe, because Torrey Lovullo turns 59 today. Ed Sprague, 57 today.
All right.
And I saved this one for last.
I know they're older than Bryce Young.
Today would have been the birthday of the late, the great Sweetness, Walter Payton.
Not really.
Yeah.
One of my favorite football players of all time.
It's amazing.
I'll be quick with some of these. Apparently, to start a zoo, you need at least two pandas, a grizzly, and three polar bears. It's the bare minimum. Sorry. The trampolinist lost at the Olympics, but we all think she'll bounce back. What's the difference between peanut butter and jam? Only one has nuts. What does a horny toad say? Rob loved this one. Rub it. What do you call a nanny with breast implants? A faux pair. What does a robot do after a one-night stand? He nuts and bolts. I'm leaving you with this one. What do you call an Italian hooker? A prostitute.
I'm going to ask. I got class tonight. I'm going to ask.
A prostitute. What's your name?
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourself a safe and wonderful Ed. Friday, babe.
Right here on the flag.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.